And this is a dictation for Lily, L-I-L-Y, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, May 948, address as a letter to Dr. Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, Wager, W-A-G-E-R, M-D, 989-352-8451. Dear Dr. Wager, consultation Mrs. Johnson. With new abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with niece, she lives alone, hard of hearing, weight appetite stable, 3 small meals a day, no vomiting dysphagia, minor reflux, no abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding, denies urinary symptoms, minimal nocturia, no incontinence, prior UTI like a year ago, denies stones, bleeding, chronic cough, tongue, upper respiratory symptoms and posterior drainage, clear material, no bleeding, stable COPD, dyspnea, presently not using any oxygen replacement, does use inhalers, denies sleep apnea, orthopnea, PND, denies chest pain palpitation, I did an extensive review, system being negative, she's still grieving, passing away of son about a year and a half, and husband like 6 years ago. Next paragraph, the past medical history, for hypertension, anxiety, bipolar disorder, COPD, coronary artery disease, like 15 years ago, no procedures were done. She denies deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TAS, stroke, or seizures. She denies gastrointestinal bleeding. She's not aware of anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease. No kidney stones, no gout. Denies pneumonia, denies diabetes. Never exposed to lithium. Next paragraph. Surgeries including bilateral lens implant for cataracts, tubal ligation, hysterectomy including tubes and ovaries for a pre-malignant condition, did not require chemotherapy or radiation treatment, breast cancer on the left side, apparently did receive chemotherapy and hormonal treatment, no radiation treatment, did have an implant, also appendix colonoscopies. Next paragraph, used to smoke, beginning age 19, one pack per day for about until about 12 years ago when she discontinued, denies alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph. Medications. Has included previously albuterol, Norvasc, inhalers, valproic acid, metoprolol, Crestor, Aldactone, and previously losartan. It's not clear to me, however, what she's really taking, as she did not bring medication list or the actual medicines. Next paragraph, review system performed. Next paragraph, present weight 182. Hard of hearing, elderly lady, no respiratory distress, normal speech, blood pressure 102 over 60 on the right, no blood pressure down on the left because of mastectomy, the presence of length implant, upper dentures, few teeth less on the bottom, no palpable neck masses or thyroid on lymph nodes, no carotid bruise or JBD, does have emphysema, no localized RALS or pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial wrap, brachial pulses are good, wrist pulses decrease, however, no severe cyanosis of the hands, also popliteal, acceptable, dorsal pedis posterior tibialis decrease, capillary refill fair, no gangrene, and no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. Chemistries. Prior kidney function was normal, 0.6 to 0.8. For November, up to 1.7. If this will be a steady state, representing a GFR 30, which is a stage 3B to 4. There was a high potassium 5.9, a normal sodium, mild metabolic acidosis of 21, minor increase of phosphorus at 4.8, a normal calcium, albumin, glucose normal in the hundreds, malanemia 12 with a normal white blood cell platelet, MCV of 98, PTH elevated at 70, protein creatinine ratio less than 0.2, which is normal. Urine shows trace of protein, negative for blood. No bacteria, 0 to 2 white blood cells. No evidence of monoclonal protein. Minor increase of kappa, KAPPA, free light change, however, normal ratio. We are requesting a kidney ultrasound, which should be done November 20. I want to mention that there is a prior CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast from 2022. At that time, she was in the hospital on the vent. At the time of left-sided mastectomy. There was a cyst on the left kidney, large at 5.3 centimeters. Otherwise, kidneys were not obstruction. There was also a left adrenal gland nodule. There was atherosclerosis, compromising the right common iliac artery, incidental, a large duodenal diverticuli, 5.8 centimeters. Next paragraph, a prior echo, this is from May 2022, normal ejection fraction. This is when she was in the hospital. There was dilated inferior vena cava with moderate tricuspid regurgitation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Question, acute versus chronic kidney disease. No major activity in the urine to suggest glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. Awaiting kidney ultrasound to assess for obstruction urinary retention. We need to revise medications as blood pressure in the office was running in the low side. She does have background of COPD with prior respiratory failure back in 2022. There is high potassium. Secondary hyperparathyroidism, mild anemia, mild metabolic acidosis, minor abnormalities, mineral bone with kidney disease. Further advice with new medication list and kidney ultrasound, end of dictation.